Now, Louise Byrne, let me come to you in relation to what is predicted to be chaos from March onwards when the new rent rules come into effect. This is from IPAV. Why are they predicting chaos in the rental market?
Yeah, this is quite an interesting article in the Irish Times this morning, and IPAV, who are the property valuation association people, they say they're essentially calling for rent measures that are coming into place from March to be delayed for 6 months. And what they are saying is that as part of the rent reforms that are coming in from March, there's people are going to have to declare, it's going to be this new rent register. And I think that's something that's actually really welcome and something that's been called for a long time. But what IPAV are suggesting is that parts of that are going to require landlords to input details such as how many rooms are in a house, what's the energy rating of the house. And what they are suggesting is that that is just not going to be done by March, and that the RTB essentially aren't going to be able to get the information and get it promptly enough to get this up and running. So they are looking for a delay of 6 months. Now, I think it's probably quite unlikely that they're going to get it, but that is what IPAV is suggesting. Now, whether that comes to pass or not, whether this is this chaos, we don't know, but it certainly that seems to be what the experts are suggesting.
So is it fair, I wonder, Shane, in your opinion, this point by IPAV, look, we're supposed to collect all this data. It's supposed to be a real living register of rental homes. How many rooms does the house have? What's the BER rating? That could be part of it as well. What's the square footage? And they're saying it takes time to collect that data and to have that register, that database up and running. Is there enough time, do you think, to do
so
it?
There is. So when these reforms were introduced back in June, it was made very clear that the RTB, and ultimately it's not about collecting, it's not about the data being inputted. That's not what IPAV said. They said that the systems wouldn't be in place to collect it and to structure it.
They said both, yeah.
Well, and that what the government can ultimately impact on is resourcing the RTB, which it did do in June last year. There's been a 9-month lead-in time to get the RTB up to spec. There is an ongoing transformation programme there. And Minister Brown is assured that they will be in place and in March. But the key point here, Cormac, is these rent reforms need to be introduced. It is about increasing the overall supply of rental properties in the sector, but it's also about providing enhanced protection for tenants as well. So urgency is a priority here. We've seen the impact today in the announcement of the commencement figures, the highest number of commencements in properties, including apartments, all year, almost double on the previous month, which I think is confidence that the rent reforms are working. So this impetus, this momentum needs to continue, and these reforms need to be introduced as a matter of urgency.
You're a key player in the
market. There's been engagement with stakeholders as part of this process.
You're a key player in the market saying that there's going to be chaos.
And I would encourage them to continue engaging with the department.
We contacted the RTB this evening to see if to get a statement, a reaction to what IPAV are saying. They haven't contacted the programme as of yet. And I just wonder, I hope there's more progress in terms of the database and the IT being done, George. Are you hopeful that they will have their ducks in a row?
Well, the IPAV believe that a 6-month lead-in period after the enactment would be necessary. I mean, this uncertainty is creating chaos within the private rental market, particularly amongst the smaller landlords. I mean, the RTB reporting in the final quarter of 2025, that up to 35% of the smaller landlords had left the market. I mean, this uncertainty, the one thing you can be certain of is the uncertainty will continue. You know, I mean, the notion, and I was a councillor for 20 years, and the chaos of it brought to the lives of renters when the landlord rolled up and said, I'm selling, I'm getting out of the market.
Notice to quit.
What the detrimental impact on the people's lives was such that it was off the scale, because
that's why these reforms are really welcome, right? That's why these reforms to renters are really welcome. That's why we need to implement
but
them.
But the chaos is already in their thousands. They are leaving.
And we also see more apartments. We also see now more apartments being commenced this month in response to
I've had more calls in the last while of people with notice to quit than I've had in a huge amount.
But there's no place to go.
When the new rules are brought in, most of those worries, or a lot of them, will be gone for a protracted period of time.
You'll have an increased amount of, for a huge amount of people on March 1st, they will be looking at higher rates of rent. That's the reality. And higher rates of rent on the basis of what rents are at the minute.
You're going to have enhanced protections for renters. You're going to have more rental properties in the sector. In 12 months' time, we will be looking at a rental sector.
These are promises you'll need to have.
We've seen the evidence in
Deputy Moynihan in.
Deputy Moynihan, we've seen the evidence in the data today.
The evidence is 16,000 people in homelessness. That's the evidence.
And the figure keeps
in response to the rental reforms, the commencements have doubled compared to the previous month. That is a fact. And the apartment growth in particular, which is what has been targeted by the rental reforms pioneered by the government, has been implemented as well. The other point that always gets lost in this, and you know, Rory and George want to talk around this, but both of them both entirely agree that the enhanced protections we're introducing for renters are urgently required, they're needed, and we all agree that they should be in place. The chaos that you spoke about will be averted by these things, so I take it you support
And you also, I imagine,
attach a certain urgency to their implementation.
Let him respond. Okay, George.
At the end of the day, the numbers of people who are being plunged into homelessness as a result of the chaos that now even IPAV are coming out and saying will take place because they believe a 6 month lead in to all these.
What we have called for is a no fault eviction ban
because that would give certainty to everyone, certainty to the renter that they would
and
have
a cap on increases for three years. Part
of the new rental reforms will minimise the grounds upon which evictions can take place. Renters will have stability in terms of the rent increase.
There was some protection with the RPZs. They are now removed.
So Shane asked the question. What part of this, Rory, would you not implement then? Because he's saying that there are enhanced protections for renters.
Well, let's see these enhanced protections. We'll start initially with just the idea of price, that we're literally going to, on March 1st, we are going to see a huge amount of people. We're going to see a huge amount of properties that have probably come off the market in the last while are going to come back on the market and see if anyone wants to check on daft.ie over the last 6 months and see if any of those rentals were affordable in any way, shape or form.
Rory has just said himself that he expects more rental properties on the market.
People have left it so they can increase their rentals beyond what they may have felt they couldn't with RPZ.
And they'll come back on the market out of control.
We need to increase the supply of rental properties. All three of us have people on our books that are looking for rentals. They're telling us they can't find
Going to homeless services, they cannot deal with what's in front of them.
And that's what these reforms do. We cannot afford to slow them down. This is something that requires urgency.
See, the problem here, though, is that when you say that there are enhanced protections, straight away, if there's a change in tenure, you are allowing market rent instead of rent caps at 2%. And that's going to kill
in a dysfunctional market.
But you're also going to attract more properties into the market as well, which is what we've seen in the data today. This is not a notional thing. You look at the data, the market has responded to the reforms that have been introduced to encourage the growth of the rental sector. The only way I think we will bring prices down in the rental sector in a way that makes them moderate and affordable is to increase the overall supply.
And we're doing that while also enhancing
the protections that are available for renters.
Maybe, Louise, maybe the proof in the pudding is in the eating here, in terms of if the landlords and IPAV, the property owners, if they are really to benefit from this, they wouldn't be asking for a deferral. If the renters are to benefit, maybe they would say, okay, this is good for the renter, let's defer this. Maybe would that be logical, say, from looking at IPAV's move or call today?
I mean, perhaps, but if it's a legal obligation that they have to provide this information and they don't think they're going to be able to do it in time, well, then I say they're looking out for themselves, but I don't mean it in a pejorative sense. Yeah, they're trying not to get themselves in trouble and they are trying to comply. And if they are trying to comply, I think that would be welcome. But I mean, I think the point is, if a load of properties are going to come on the market to rent from March onwards, as the panel are suggesting, then what cost are they going to be? Because there's no point having a load of homes available to rent that people can't buy. I feel like I make the same point
every time.
To put them up.
Oh yeah. Literally.
Yeah. But I feel like I make this point every single time I'm anywhere. But you see all these brand new built to rent apartments being built around Dublin City Centre, and they are being built at rents that people cannot afford.
Ex-employees and executives can afford them.
Well, that very well for them. Congratulations to them. What about me?
But that is the truth, isn't it? Yeah. Executives in multinational companies that are well paid, they can afford perhaps those rents. But for the average worker, you're right that they're unaffordable, aren't they?
Yeah, and I mean, it's all about supply, supply, supply. But, you know, yes, we do need more homes for people to live in. We have homelessness numbers are absolutely outrageous. But we need to look at what kind of supply we're building. We need to be building supply that people can afford. And there's no point building all these lovely apartments with all these services if there's only a certain cohort who can afford them. So we need to also be looking at, yes, supply is so important. And yes, hopefully if the RPZ changes and all these rent reforms result in more properties on the rental market, that is a welcome thing. But what we need to examine is the price, because it's getting higher and higher and higher. And despite what the government is saying, you know, they keep saying supply is going to drive the prices of houses down to buy. well, firstly, we're going to be done of enough of a supply, but secondly, we're not actually seeing evidence of that. So
well,
those are the 15 two
years
things.
It's going to take to peak, isn't that right?
Well, I think, look, in terms of the supply, I'd say two things to Louise's point. I take the general point. I'm not trying to understate the fact that rents are high at the moment, and I think that would be disingenuous.
Unaffordable.
To do that. But we are investing in cost rental, and they are being well received, and
there's
they are affected.
Them,
but
no,
we're building up that momentum of investment.
Social
but
housing,
the key to it ultimately, if you want to bring down rents in any sort of market situation, you will have to increase supply. There will be a point where I think you will see prices and increases,
a cap on increases
moderating. But again, it comes back to the point. Neither of the guys have told me what part of the rental reforms they're going to stop.
There's a more fundamental point for the opposition.
Bill hasn't been published.
There's a more fundamental point for the opposition because the Department of Finance have told us that it's going to take 15 years for the property crisis to peak. Mm-hmm. So even if you were in power, it would still be the same for you guys.
Well, no. we suggested a very much a different approach, and it was rejected out of hand by Micheál Martin, where the state would actually intervene.
Greater level and houses social and affordable housing.
Houses weren't a commodity.
Social homes
was actually
now
a social
than,
service.
Than 40, for 50 years.
When's the last time you hit your social housing target, though, Shane?
I mean, it's ludicrous to suggest
but
that we're building
the overall quantity.
The targets are insufficient, and we never get there.
Building, and then we're building more.
It's ludicrous to suggest we're building more of this and we're doing more. We're in the middle of the biggest crisis created by yourselves, the biggest crisis in the history of the state, and the notion that you're coming out and say we're building more of this and more of that and we're cost rental this, and there's not enough and it's not working. We need a radical Marshall Plan.
Did you not have a hand in creating this as well?
No,
Alan Kelly get rid of the regulation.
Hang on a second. We're talking about a very much different financial and economic circumstance.
You were building social housing.
We didn't have the money.
What about the REIT?
We didn't have the builders. We didn't have the banks. We didn't have the mortgage lenders.
Stopped investing in skills. Stopped investing in the training.
Because that's because the people were forced out of the country by the collapse that your party.
And now we are where we are. We are, and we have not seen the reset that was demanded by the Housing Commission that the government has.
We now have billions to
see on. And see on.
So let me get a response from Shane then to IPAV's call that there be a 6 month deferral here in this new system, these new rent rules brought in. As far as you're concerned, as far as you know, the government is saying no to IPAV, is that right?
We have invested in the RTB, we've made additional allocation to them, they are going to go into a work for transformation. We can't wait. We have to get on with this and we have to deliver this.
Okay. John Caulfield says, I see daily firsthand that new reforms brought in are making more people homeless because landlords are running a mile from renting in the open market. I've been working with families living in rental properties that are like something from the 1900 slums because so-called landlords aren't registered with the RTB. The parties in power are so out of touch with real people struggling, so says John Caulfield. In relation to our conversation about Grok and social media, Anne says, Professor Mary Aiken has been trying to wake all our society up to these dangers for years. I don't know how she holds her patience, but everything she's said for years has been spot on. Why don't our government engage her directly as to how to tackle this? Attitude to big tech. Would you not bring her in as a full-time consultant?
We've consulted with her a number of things as part of our on-site safety work. She has been involved in that.
It needs radical intervention at this stage.
Well, 100%. It's an utterly dysfunctional place.
To the panel this evening, to Shane Moynihan of Fianna Fáil, to Ruaidhrí Ó Murchú of Sinn Féin, George Lawler of Labour, and Louise Byrne of the Irish Examiner.